My name is Spider Moccasin, and I'm an enrolled tribal member of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, Oregon. I'm a Wasco Warm Springs person, and I am a cartoonist and a rock and roll musician. I'm currently collaborating with a Yakima tribal member, Jay Nightwalker. Now, Jay is a writer, and he has crafted an amazing story called A Convention of Satyrs. And it's all about a murder mystery that takes place in Portland, Oregon, featuring the Coyote Trickster character set in a modern landscape of cars and automobiles. And all of the citizens of the city are animal characters. So you see turtle and bear and beaver and eagle all wearing suits and ties and going about their regular business. And Coyote is a rock and roll musician at this mythological Portland where animals are the citizens. And Coyote deals with the terrible jealousy of another musician who is a very angry and desperate beaver. Jay Nightwalker is a wonderful singer-songwriter, and I met him a couple of years back. We performed a benefit for the Native American Rehabilitation Association Clinic here in Portland, Oregon. And since then, he shared with me numerous modern horror and science fiction stories. It's very striking to take traditional mythological characters and place them in a modern context, but that's exactly what Jay Nightwalker has done and provided a challenging and thrilling concept for a comic book story. Now, naturally, you can imagine that a murder mystery involves danger and excitement, adventure, and isn't appropriate necessarily for small children. But Coyote has always been used for lessons about good and evil, right and wrong, and Jay Nightwalker's story definitely deals with these concepts. As a cartoonist, I'm influenced by Native American cartoonists throughout the decades. The underground comic book movement of the 60s created the very first underground comic before Robert Crumb. Jack Jackson created God Knows in 1964 and has influenced underground cartoonists ever since. This tradition continues with modern indigenous cartoonists like Jaime and Gilbert Hernandez, but it traces all the way back to Crazy Cat by George Harriman. George Harriman was half black, half Southwestern Indian, Hopi or Zuni, I believe, and his Crazy Cat character, featuring Ignatz the Mouse, was a very popular character in the early 20th century. The modern cartooning storytelling that I illustrate follows up on all of those traditions in a new and exciting way. And Jay Nightwalker is my current writer collaborator. He sends me scripts, and I illustrate them in comic book form. Right now, I'm working on inking these stories, and I've spent the summer working on this latest one, A Convention of Satyrs, which takes place at Satyricon in Portland, Oregon, and is a modern example of punk rock and contemporary music trends used to reinvigorate the Indian storytelling form. American Indians don't just exist in the past. We exist in the present, and we use modern tools like basketballs and pickup trucks to great effect. And an electric guitar is just as worthy a tool for American Indians. And sure enough, there are very popular American Indian rock and roll musicians out there across the United States, like Blackfire, Gary Small, and Aragon Starr. So in our story, A Convention of Satyrs, Coyote is portrayed as a modern punk rock Indian musician, because believe it or not, such things exist. There are modern American Indian heavy metal musicians and goth rock musicians, disco musicians, musicians of all sorts. And Yakima tribal member Jay Nightwalker has sent me a wonderful script that I'm illustrating to turn into a modern American Indian comic book. Who knows where this will go? Perhaps it'll show up at powwows, or we'll distribute it to all of our friends, and maybe we'll create a website where folks can find our stories. Jay Nightwalker has also sent me wonderful science fiction scripts that I hope to illustrate in the future. There's a very long flying saucer graphic novel that we hope to make before the end of this decade. This current story, A Convention of Satyrs, that Jay Nightwalker has written and that I'm illustrating in comic book form, is 36 pages long. It's black and white. It's a modern Native American horror story, perhaps in the tradition of Stephen King's work. Well, that's all I have to say. Although it does come to mind that Sherman Alexie, a Pacific Northwest writer from Wahpenet, up Jay Nightwalker's way there in northern Washington, he is very notorious for his brilliant storytelling. And in fact, I've read two or three short stories of his that are examples of horror and science fiction. And he claims to be influenced by Stephen King. So perhaps that's a trend here in the Pacific Northwest. And Jay Nightwalker and his storytelling is following up on that new development in American Indian culture. American Indians deserve to have our own websites and our own compact discs, our own DVDs, our own films, and folks like Chris Ear and Sherman Alexie are very inspirational to those of us in the creative media spectrum. We hope to use the internet and modern techniques like animation and comic books to great effect to communicate with our audience, because contemporary American Indians deserve to experience all the fruits of modern culture. And I can't wait until we see American Indians on Saturday Night Live or the Today Show as correspondents or comedians. And certainly we deserve to be storytellers and writers and even comic book artists. Hey, well, thank you very much. Again, my name is Spider Moccasin.